Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Student Section Podcast coming at you. We got Nardi in the building.
Go Bucks!
And Jay Pinnell coming at you.
I'm here.
We're going to talk about the Women's World Cup approaching the NBA resign date.
Resign date.
Man, bad reading with the new context I got. We're going to talk about esports and if they're real sports. Then we're going to go on to sports headlines that don't matter, and we're going to come at you real quick with an ad before we get into Good Baker, Bad Baker.
All right, we're back. We got Good Baker, Bad Baker, Joby Stark.
So I got two Bad Bakers, one Good Baker. We will start with our first Bad Baker, and that would be that my glasses broke last night after I've run out of contacts. Good Baker went and got a trial pair of contacts to wear before my new contacts come in. Bad Baker, they didn't have my brand of contacts, and my eyeballs feel like they're getting stabbed with a knife about every 15 seconds. I get a little jolt.
It's not good.
No, it's really bad. It hurts.
Not bad, though.
How? Because I got contacts in.
Yeah, you got some on the way. You got something to look forward to.
I do, to get these contacts out of my head.
Yeah, okay. Awful. I got, so Good Baker golf tournament in 3 weeks, 3 Saturdays. We postponed it due to
weather,
scheduling conflicts, weather.
All the above?
Yeah, and mine and Nardi's practice round results. Bad Baker. What? I forgot. Come back. I lost my Bad Baker.
Nardi, hit us with your Good Baker.
All right, my Good Baker is that I took a final today.
Okay.
And I got a 98.
Dude, that's impressive.
I know.
What class?
Marketing.
Really? You had a good business degree?
Just a minor.
Okay, just a minor.
Yeah, some slight.
We're going to see Nardi in a few years. He's like, just got my own business. Just making a profit of a few million. Nothing. No big deal.
Nothing.
A few billion?
A few million.
Million just to start.
A billion, that's a big deal. B, big deal, billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. M, minor deal.
Yeah.
Million.
Yeah.
B, Baker. What's your good? Your bad Baker.
Bad Baker. Bad Baker is that I'm too skinny to partake in the weight loss challenge. Now I feel left out.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean it's not the worst Baker, but there's been better Bakers.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Baker, Bad Baker.
Okay, so we got a weather update. Let me find it. I'm bringing it to you live today. We got Londonderry, Vermont. We got a 10% chance of rain, 90% humidity, 1 mph east to southeast winds.
Ooh, gotta hate those.
Feels like 69 outside, but it is 69 outside. 29.84 pressure index. That's been the pressure index for every weather update, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it's got to do something with the cold front moving on the warm front.
Maybe. Get this. Our visibility. Only 8 miles today.
Ooh, not max.
Yeah, UV index 0, air quality index 27, air quality good.
You know what that's not good for?
What?
The visibility? Sightseeing.
Yeah.
Bad for sightseeing.
So if you want to go sightseeing, don't go to Vermont.
Go to
specifically
London.
Don't go to Londonderry, Vermont.
Maybe like other places in Vermont, but not Londonderry.
Yeah, don't go there.
There's only one London, okay?
Don't go to L-Town.
Sure. I guess we're calling Londonderry L-Town now.
L-Town.
We need to have a golf tournament there. Do you think they have golf
bad,
in Vermont?
Bad idea.
Do you think they have golf in Vermont?
Bad visibility.
Yeah.
Lose the golf ball?
Yeah.
Dude. The visibility is 8 miles.
Dude, I can hit a golf ball about 8 miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hit 2 8-mile.
All right, speaking of golf, Joby, explain rules, dates, everything about the golf tournament.
So the first round is coming at you in July 13th at Roebuck Municipal Golf Course.
Yeah.
It's going to be a standard handicap round, so you're going to give us our handicap. Let's say I have a 20 handicap. I shoot 90, my score is 70. Boom. Now, if you're cheating on your handicap, we'll know because we're not having anybody with a 20 handicap shooting a 65. or to call some. We're just going to take the regular score.
Any form of cheating adds 10 strokes to your round by default. Each cheat also adds another 10 strokes.
Yeah, that's a good rule. We're not cheaters here. It's all for good fun. We have not gotten the prize together yet, but wait on that one. It's going to be a good one.
Hint. There will be a jacket involved, a bottle opener, a trophy.
That's about it.
Maybe a t-shirt.
Maybe a t-shirt.
Maybe a gallon of milk.
Oh, definitely a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk?
No, just milk.
Almond milk?
Yeah, this gallon will be present throughout the entire tour, and we're not refrigerating it at any point.
Winner's got a chug?
Winner's got a chug. No, second place has got a chug.
Okay.
I'm coming in third.
Yeah.
Not coming in second. God, that's awful. Anyways, back to the tour. So we're going to have a point system. If you win the leg of the tournament at a certain course, you're going to get 10 points. It's going to go down, and the 10th place person will get 1 point. And if you do not score in the top 10, you will get 0 points.
Yeah.
At the end, we will add all the points together, and you will drop your lowest, or I guess your highest score, because it is golf.
It's golf, yeah. Yep.
And then we will score your best two rounds. So if you miss a round, it's okay. We're only scoring two. The second course will be July 20th at Heritage.
Yeah.
I think it's Heritage. And then July 27th, we'll end it right in the good old state of Trustville.
Yep, good things. Okay.
Good things happen.
You covered everything, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah. So
there's some other small rules, but we'll get to those at the tournament.
Okay, yeah. So Nardi and I went to play a practice round in preparation when we thought the tournament was starting this weekend. And we have video of it. It still needs to be edited, but it'll be on the YouTube page.
Will it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have not seen said video. I'm excited.
It's a collection of videos that I have to put together.
That's okay.
Yeah. So me and Nardi played out of our minds.
Play good?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, shot a 54.
On 18.
Oh, 18?
Yeah.
A lot of eagles, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of eagles. Yeah. Terrible day for golf. Course conditions were awful.
People in front of us, behind us.
People in front of us were going slow.
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry. I gotta stop.
Shut up.
No. So if you're looking, so this is one of the kids that they were playing with. So the tee box, we're looking this way. If you can't see us, but we're just look straight. And he's teeing off going straight.
Okay.
He hits the ball to the right, 90 degrees.
A slice?
No.
So a 90 degree slice.
Literally just went straight to the
right.
So
he swings right-handed.
Yeah.
And he hit the ball basically between his legs behind him.
Oh, so left.
Yeah, left.
It was bad.
It was our right, his left,
yeah,
from where we were watching.
See,
it was bad.
I think that's a good incident of a bad beggar, but it's also a good beggar because you're never going to see that happen again in between the legs.
No.
On a drive?
No.
Impressive. Nardi hit one on
three.
Yeah. Over the bridge shot.
Under the bridge.
Under the bridge, straight out into the fairway.
Off a rock.
It was nuts.
Wow. I got a 5 on that one.
That's pretty good.
That was good for me, bro.
Bogey golf.
That was a solid one, bro.
Yeah, so we parred hole number 8.
Dude, I birdied hole number 2 on that course. Like, 1 out of every 10 times I play it.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was going to lie and say every time, but it's probably 1 out of 10.
Yeah, I had one. So I hit the fairway, like, I think there's 8 fairways to hit, and I only hit the fairway 3 times. It was bad.
That's okay.
Yeah. So we lied in the video and said we were breaking the course record.
Well, I mean, you got to.
Yeah, and we both shot. He shot 17 over, I shot 18 over on 9. It was bad.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't, and we took no mulligans because some random guy came up to us in the middle of.
I was in the middle of my tee shot.
Yeah, he's in the middle of his tee shot, and the guy's like, "Hey, y'all can't take mulligans."
What?
He just came up to us and said, "Hey, y'all can't take mulligans."
Who was this man?
No clue.
No idea.
No clue.
He was just on a golf cart.
Middle-aged man on a golf cart.
I would have turned my
He comes from the back 9, and says, hey, y'all can't take mulligans. There's a group behind y'all complaining. I said,
I would have said, I paid to play golf.
I said, let them go through. I said, hey, y'all can go through. Since y'all are complaining, like, y'all can go through.
They were confused.
And they didn't hear me. So I said, Nardi, tell them they can go through. And so Nardi tells them, they were like, nah, y'all are good. We're probably slower than y'all are.
I would have fought.
And so
I'm an angry
the guy was like, I'm just trying to help y'all out. Like, y'all don't need to be taking mulligans. And I was like, okay, fine. Dude, we won't take mulligans.
Was it the guy that worked there?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I would have hit him with a golf ball or a 9-iron.
There was
excellent weapons.
There was a club launch instance.
There was.
On 8.
It was him this time. It wasn't me.
I threw the club 30 to 40 yards.
Nardi's got the best tomahawk chop with a 9-iron that I've ever seen. It's incredible.
It's one of the best.
Yeah, so,
like, he can hit the club of the head of the club right on a tree every time.
That's good.
He could be an assassin with
great
a
for
iron.
The club. Oh, by the way.
He's a little character.
We've got the big weigh-in tonight.
Oh, the big.
The 30-day challenge.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's just talk about that for a second. Nardi, what's your strategy going into this challenge?
A lot of exercise.
Okay.
A little bit of eating. Not a lot of carbs. Trying to eat healthy and exercise.
Okay. So that's like a very different approach.
Okay.
So the past week I was at the beach. You know what you do at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You eat a lot and you sit out and you don't do anything. I think yeah. I had 20 little Debbie Snack cupcakes. So I think I've gained about 5 pounds just to lose it for this weight loss.
That's stupid.
Very dedicated. Easy pounds.
What if you don't lose them?
Then I'm going to stay fat forever. It's now or never.
So my strategy would be move more than I eat.
Oh, I'm going to move. And yeah. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to starve myself for 40 days.
I'd say move.
Nights.
For every eat... 2 moves.
What kind of moves?
Any moves.
Because, like, I could be like, hey, Jordan, what's the move? What are we doing tonight?
It's true.
True. But you know what I'm saying.
Exercise.
One bite, 2 moves. By the way,
does that mean just, like, 2 steps? So, like, every bite I take, 2 steps?
It doesn't matter. No, every chew, 2 moves.
Okay.
Got it. So, do you eat... Do you run while you eat?
No, you can't do that. You eat, then move.
Dude,
twice.
If you give me a little, you know the little Chinese things, you get the little Chinese boxes?
Fortune cookie.
No, that's the cookie. The actual box.
Yeah.
Like, get a little chopstick, get a little jaw going.
Do you eat with chopsticks?
Yes.
You're the worst guy. I hate you a lot for that.
Gotta eat with chopsticks. We're saying we're live. We're live watching
games. Yeah, we're live updating you on the Vanderbilt Michigan game. 0-0, bottom of the third.
I want to talk about the little poll we sent out. 75% of you out there said Vanderbilt was going to beat Michigan. You know what happened last night?
Michigan beat Vanderbilt.
Absolutely, go blue.
Also, Nardi put money on Michigan to win tonight, and that's not going to happen.
Probably not.
That's
got to be interference. Oh no! Oh, he just.
Runners on second and third, 2 outs.
The guy that ran to first is grabbing his no-no square.
He's got a very Jackie Robinson-type look.
Number 42. He is, wow.
Pulled a quad.
Or
100%.
I don't know what he's grabbing there.
All right, so.
It's got to be a quad. All
right. Do y'all want to do esports first or the top five?
Oh, let's go
bottom
esports.
Let's go esports first.
All
right, yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Biggest debate in the world is, are esports real sports?
Yes.
So I thought it was important that we talk about it.
I think so.
Which is a good debate, because there are some things that are called sports that aren't sports.
Yeah, be careful.
I'm.
Be careful with this one, though.
Oh, he did pull. Oh, gosh, he's done. He pulled quad.
Yeah, he's out of here. Okay, so top esports, Madden, 2K, Fortnite, Grand Theft Auto, UFC 3.
Yeah, not 2.
Not 2. A Super Mario Kart.
Oh.
You're forgetting like Call of Duty, bro.
Call of Duty.
I don't know. That's war.
That's a sport.
Okay.
Call of Duty. Are there any more esports
We'll just stick with those 6.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just.
It was 7.
Yeah. 7, sorry.
Top real sports. football,
baseball,
basketball,
soccer,
hockey. Oh, we didn't put NHL in.
What about it?
NHL.
NHL video game.
Yeah.
That's sport. Incredible.
Rocket League.
Yep.
Rocket League's a sport.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll go with it.
Tennis on the Wii.
Oh, dude, I sweat on yeah. tennis on the
Just
Wii.
Dance.
Okay.
Just Dance, that's a good one.
Guitar Hero, maybe.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Wii Bowling.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, if you can sweat while you're doing it, if it's a video game, not all sports, or things that might not be sports.
NASCAR Heat 2004.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
That's simple.
Did I used to play that song? There's a little Lynyrd Skynyrd track that you used to play.
Okay, this is a good sport. This is a good real sport. Being at Talladega.
There's some sports that go on at Talladega outside the racetrack.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to do comparisons.
All right.
Lacrosse versus NBA 2K. Which one's more of a sport?
2K.
I'm going to go with 2K on this one.
I'm taking lacrosse.
Really?
Have you been to a lacrosse game?
Yeah, I don't want to go ever again.
Like a good one. not a Hewitt High School lacrosse game. Like, have you seen a professional lacrosse game on TV?
No. Is it intense?
It is. They go hard. They hit people hard.
I'll swing my vote.
I'll leave mine in the middle.
All right, cool.
That way we have a no decision there. Fortnite or WNBA?
Oh, Fortnite. That's so easy.
Yeah. This is a real thing. Fortnite streamers make more money than WNBA players.
It's a sport.
It's very true.
It's very skillful. You can't say it's not a sport.
Have you ever played it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm bad at it.
I've won solos 5 times. Three times. I'm getting a look from Rose because she knows I'm lying. I've legit won 3 times, and the first time there's a video somewhere out there. I have my shirt off for some reason playing, and I was very excited. It's 6 in the morning.
So Hunter streamed Fortnite on our YouTube last night for 3.5 hours.
Dude, that's not good.
No, not good.
How's he doing in school?
Great, incredible.
Really?
He did it with Hunter Swadek and Bryant Bishop were his two like co-streamers.
Those are solid guys.
Yeah, solid guys. Good guys.
Yeah, good crew.
Yeah.
Good trio.
But he texted me in the middle of it and said, just got 15 claps for the stream. I think that means he got 15 kills.
No, that means 15 people, 15 people were saying, oh, I like this stream.
I don't think that's what it means.
Oh, well.
Because my brother plays Fortnite, and I frequently hear him mention the word claps.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thing.
And my brother's seriously good.
Take me off the Fortnite train because I just missed that one.
Yeah, okay.
No room to talk.
GTA versus ping pong.
Oh, ping pong. Get out of here.
Ping pong. Yeah. Come on. You got to go ping pong.
I just have to mention this. I have a state championship in ping pong twice. Just going to throw that out there.
Okay, you got closer to the microphone and your voice actually got quieter. You can't hear it as well.
How about now? Oh, see, it's not.
Yeah,
it's cool.
So
I have a state championship in ping pong. I have to throw that out there. It's a real sport. I have 2 rows. You can get out of here with that misinformation.
Okay, I'm trying to think of some more.
I got to go with ping pong on that one.
Dude, ping pong's incredible. You ever just like get in a heated battle of ping pong? You know how many fights I've gotten in ping pong?
Too many to count.
Three.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind.
With the same person.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it Brett?
Y'all gotta
absolutely.
Help me here. Some more comparisons.
Okay, cheerleading.
Bad move.
Or
bad
Madden. Move. Or Madden.
No comment.
No comment.
Bad move.
That's up to y'all.
Cheerleading. Wow. Cheerleading.
Sorry. Sorry, Jordan. Put Jordan in a bad boat there.
Okay, we have Ashley and Rose coming in with a clear-cut, unanimous decision that cheerleading is more of a sport than Madden.
I almost said something, but I'm really not because it's... Oh, that could offend people. I'm not going to say it.
I can't. Go ahead. Say it. We can edit it out.
No, I absolutely can't. No, I really can't. I really can't. We're not going to talk about it.
Dude,
it has to do with Madden.
Madden?
Yeah.
What? What could you possibly offend people with?
Dude, yeah, I can't say. I'll say it when we go to break.
Okay, whatever. By the way, speaking of Madden, if you think you can beat me, please try, and I'll beat you. I haven't lost a game of Madden. I lost one game of Madden in the past.
To Dunham?
8 months. It was to Dunham. Hey, look, I'm not going to say he cheated.
But he did.
No, because he didn't.
Okay, he didn't.
Oh, right.
I played with a different team.
Then you're usually, who do you play with?
I usually stick with the Browns, actually.
Nice. They're going to be good in this next one.
Yeah. Sir.
So I stick with the Browns, but I played with, he was the Dolphins, so I wanted to make it more fair, and I was the 49ers.
And dude, that's not fair at all. The 49ers are awful.
Yeah, they're terrible.
But overall rating-wise, those teams are pretty much equal in Madden. So I was like, this will be good. And then the 49ers don't have any running backs worth a crap. Their receivers are bad, and Jimmy G is average on the game. So
he's got a torn ACL.
Really?
They got Matt Breida.
Always.
Oh, that's
he's true. A good running back.
Not on Madden.
Really?
Terrible.
Listen, I play with Tennessee Titans. Marcus Mariota and Madden, very overrated.
Yeah.
The dude can run. I wish he'd play like that in real life. Love the guy. Great guy. Good looking guy. But, you know, not doing it for me on the field.
Okay. Okay, more of a sport, Rocket League or minor league soccer?
Ooh.
Rocket League.
I'm going to take minor league soccer. Just for Dunham's sake.
Dude, so I've played a lot of Rocket League.
It's a sport, dude.
And I played a lot of FJC League in high school.
Oh, dude, we have to have a separate podcast just committed to the FJC.
And Rocket League is completely more serious and competitive than our high school loosely organized soccer league was.
That was a great league, though.
It was.
You had Caleb Woodard just over there commentating everything.
One of the best commentators.
Postman play of the day.
Postman play of the day.
Yeah.
We can't get too much of that. We got to have a separate pod for that one.
Yeah.
He needs to be a special guest soon.
I don't know, dude. He didn't follow us back on the Instagram. A little upset.
Ooh.
Okay, but a little upset. Imagine this. Special guest interview with Caleb Woodbone Postman Woodard.
That was his nickname.
Yeah. A man of many names. Okay. Conclusion. Esports are real sports.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
People make more money off esports than minor league sports most of the time that are really good.
Yeah.
Unless their signing bonus is heavy.
Yeah.
But we're not going
to
worry
about it. Shout out to Tyler Tolbert. I don't know.
We got one more. You got to help me think of a video game. Disc golf versus...
This has got to be good. What's the most intense? Call of Duty.
Oh,
people kill people over Call of Duty, verbally.
I'm gonna take disc golf.
I'm taking Call of Duty.
I'm taking disc golf because I've played both and I understand the difficulty of disc golf.
Disc golf is tough. It's like golf with a disc and a chain, and
it's so much easier than golf. I used to shoot under par in disc golf for like 2 months.
I'm a better golfer than I am a disc golfer.
I don't understand that.
Weird.
I
got a good swing.
Weren't you some down the line string of quarterback emergency?
Me?
In high school?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you were had to have been worst case fifth or sixth string quarterback.
I was fifth string quarterback.
Yeah, big emergency guy. Dude, how can you swing a golf club better than you can throw a disc?
Got a natural swing.
Dude, so I have an interesting approach when it comes to disc golf. My drives, I come with a tomahawk.
The tomahawk, I've
seen that. Because of my history of being able to throw things well.
You can sling a football, I've seen it.
Yeah, and so I would throw the disc overhand, and it takes a weird spin. So it goes, they can't see me, but you guys can see me. It goes like this, and it
flattens.
Well, it flattens and then turns over and rolls almost every time. So I get these crazy long drives. So many eagles and birdies out at Clay's course. Too many to count.
Five.
Call of Duty is harder than disc golf, which makes it harder, which makes it
a
sport.
Okay, yeah. Call of Duty's way, way more intense than disc golf.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to have a staff outing to disc golf.
I will. We could get Hunter in on that.
Hunter be in? What about Bree? I feel like he's really good at this.
Bree, yeah, he would be in.
Jared's in.
Wilkes?
Maybe.
Wilkes or Dunham?
Both.
Both?
Jared Dunham would never play that.
Okay, he's video guy, though.
But he's got a video anyway, so yeah, he'll be there.
True, yeah, he's got to be there. Okay. Sure. All right. Sorry. All right, quick shout-out, then we'll get to our...
Top five
of the week. We're not going to tell you what the top five is yet. So, quick shout-out to Gay Pride Month. sorry. Quick shout-out to Gay Pride Month. Rapinoe, 76-minute PK to win the World Cup match against Spain, right?
Quarterfinal
against Spain.
Yep.
It's already the quarterfinal? Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we have to say about soccer.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it. Okay, so we're going to do top five worst teams in the Power Five for college football.
Okay.
Yeah.
The worst. But we're going to do it by conference. So the worst team in each conference.
Power Five conferences.
Yeah, Power Five conferences.
Jerome, why don't you start us out with the
Okay,
Big Ten.
We got to do it snake draft.
Okay.
So me, Nardi, you, Nardi, me.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but we've got to make sure that we don't get lost in the snake.
Okay.
It's easy to get lost in the snake.
That's true. Been a lot of fantasy football.
All right, Big Ten, worst team in the Big Ten, Rutgers. They're terrible. I don't know what their record has been in the past.
Bad.
I saw today, actually, on Twitter, they tweeted, it's like the 150th year of college football or something like that. They tweeted at ESPN and said, you got to get the birthplace of college football on game day once this season. Because apparently Rutgers was the birthplace of college football.
I'm going to say a big fat no to that one.
No, but it's on their stadium. It's actually a true thing.
Still.
They were the first college football team. That's weird. And now they're the worst.
Who'd they play? They're themselves?
I don't know. Maybe Harvard.
Nah, dude. Harvard's... Nah.
Probably not. Rutgers. Rutgers, worst team in the Big Ten.
Nardi?
I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Ooh,
Minnesota. They're not that good. They'll win one or two games every year. They'll play, like, Illinois or Rutgers, and they'll get that easy free win. But I still don't think that they're a good team at all.
You really going with Minnesota?
I'm going with Minnesota.
Dude, I don't know. See, they have their years, though, where they're decent. Or they beat Ohio State.
Four wins, five wins, yeah.
I don't know, dude. All I know is we're taking the little brown jug. That being said, you don't know the little brown jug
is? No, dude. You always say something like that.
Sorry, I gotta talk about the little brown jug when I get the chance.
Do it after this. All right, cool. We get through these.
I'm also gonna go with Rutgers right along with Jordan. I mean, they're just any team that I don't know their mascot right up the top of my head, I don't love.
It's a knight.
But like, I wouldn't know that just from Rutgers.
A scarlet knight, actually. I remember it from...
There was
one year where Rutgers was crazy good. They were ranked in the top five at one point in the season. It was like mid to early 2000s.
2007?
Maybe.
Sounds right.
Something like that.
We'll go with that for now.
But they were very good. It was when they were still in the same conference as Louisville, I think, if that was ever a thing.
No, ACC? I don't think so.
Rutgers hasn't been in the Big Ten for long. I think it was when Louisville and Rutgers were in the Big East.
Oh, maybe.
Many moons ago. Okay, snake draft. SEC.
I mean, this isn't a popular opinion. Some people think this team's going to be better than I think, but I'm going to say South Carolina. I just don't see the upside this year. They lost a few players.
But they've got... So, my grievance with your stance is that they've got... Their quarterback's going to be a senior.
I know, but, like...
They're supposed to be good. People say they might beat. So there's two teams that have to play Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson. And it's Texas A&M and South Carolina. So their record's going to be bad unless they beat one or two of those three teams.
That's why I don't think that's going to happen, though. That's what I think. Because Texas, I think Texas A&M beats a couple good teams just because they're Texas A&M. But I don't see South Carolina winning any of those games.
Yeah.
Hence why I think they're going to be the worst team in the SEC.
Well, so if you go ahead and count them for losses against Bama, Georgia, Clemson, and Florida, because those are all losses for them, start them out at 0-4, then I could see where that only leaves 8 games for them to win 6.
And I feel like at that point, their season
they're
is
just
in the gonna dust.
Give up, yeah. And they might lose to Kentucky.
They're staring down the gun barrel of
2-6.
2-6.
They're staring down the gun barrel of 2-6.
Oh, man. We should, yeah.
Okay.
Nord Dog? SEC?
Ole Miss.
Oh, I don't like that one.
Ole Miss was 1-7 in the SEC last year.
They
not
had,
good.
Are they back from probation, though, now? They can go to bowl games again.
They're back.
Right?
Are they?
Yeah.
They're back.
I think
like Texas.
I still think they'll win 1 or 2 games.
But Texas is actually back.
I know. But Ole Miss isn't.
Ole Miss isn't.
You're right. They did just have a big commit. Kid from Hoover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie Ashford.
Yep.
Okay. So I don't hate that you said Arkansas.
Ole Miss.
You just spoiled my pick. I don't hate that you said that, but I think it's Arkansas. They're terrible. They're always bad, unless they have Darren McFadden.
Dude, Darren McFadden, number 25, beast.
Yeah, so they're going to win. They lost to multiple non-Power 5 teams last season. I think they won 2 games all last season.
That's bad.
I think they'll win 2.
Get them out of the SEC,
yeah.
You know?
Okay, Big 12, Kansas. They suck.
They got Leslie Miles.
That doesn't change the past 25 years of terrible recruiting and bad football.
Except that Les Miles is recruiting.
I highly doubt. If Nick Saban couldn't turn around Alabama in year one, then I don't think Les Miles can turn around Kansas in year one or two.
I mean, what's your definition to not be the worst team in the conference? Maybe. We'll see. They are Kansas.
I just think that there's never hope. I think all their money goes into basketball.
Well, they did just, they are building him a brand new, like, they're spending, I think it was like $70 million, $75 million on the football team.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, okay. So,
but they are Kansas, they're basketball
quick,
school.
Quick throwback. 2015. No, it was 2014. It was the 2014-15 season. Hewitt Trussville built a nice, large stadium for Josh Floyd. We played 3 games in that stadium that season, lost all 3 of those games.
I was hurt.
Yeah. New stadiums don't win games.
That's true. You're right.
I was also hurt for those 3 games.
Oh, dude, I remember that because we were.
Yeah,
because
I threw the last touchdown in Jack Wood, and then I had to get assist taken out of my face, and then I sat out the rest of the season.
Yeah, I was injury prone that whole year.
Were those injuries real, or were you just.
No, I was. Like, okay. Yeah, no.
Because I know my injury was fake. I did not. I didn't have to sit out the rest of the season.
I had a concussion, a back thing.
Austin Cruz rode out a concussion from week one until the end of the season.
He did.
C-Mad, I don't know.
C-Mad lost his ACL like 4 times.
But was his ACL the problem junior year?
Yeah.
Oh, then his was real. There was a couple other guys, because I remember from my time with the injured crew, we go up there and like we'd be filming practice. None of those guys were hurt.
No,
none of those guys were injured at all.
I remember Cruz like on senior night dressed out like in his pads
for no reason.
And Coach Tucker's like, "What are you doing?" You're like, "Senior night, like, take your pads off."
That was a good guy. I liked Coach Tucker a lot.
Coach Tucker, great coach.
Yeah.
Good guy. All right, back to
okay. Oh, shoot. Where are we in this name?
Right in the middle. Big 12.
Right in the middle.
That's
a Big 12.
We're in the
okay,
Big 12.
Okay. No, but who? I said Kansas. Did you go?
I am going to go with Oklahoma State as the worst team this year.
Good pick.
Dude, I could see them slinging some dubs, though.
They did go 7-6 last year.
That's what I'm saying.
Overall.
They were
3-6 in the conference. So
they always have good quarterback though.
Yeah,
typically.
Do.
Like it's usually a big guy. Man, he's safe all day. Speaking of that, big quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes played at Texas Tech.
Facts.
But I'm taking Texas Tech as the bottom of the barrel in the Big 12.
Okay.
Why? I don't like Texas Tech.
True.
And they weren't good last year, so I just don't see them doing much.
Okay. All right, do Pac-12 now.
Ah, Colorado. Easy. No. Buffaloes don't win anything. I think they're the Bison, but I don't know.
They're the Buffaloes. Partially North saying, Dakota State is the Bison.
That's true. Partially saying Colorado because one of our other guys here is a Colorado fan, probably, so I'm just going to go and put them down.
Jared? He's a Texas fan.
Yeah, but he's... That's true. Nardy go.
I'm going to go with UCLA as my pick to be the worst in the Pac-12.
Is Chip Kelly? No.
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Yeah. Still losing games. Wow. Is he not there?
I have no idea.
He is.
Fun fact, he should have never left Oregon.
Should have never left
Oregon. He had a dynasty. Then he went to the Eagles, blew it, went to UCLA. UCLA sucks.
UCLA's worse. Yeah,
it was 3-9 last year.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like an Elite 11 quarterback, stud, just benched him for no reason.
They were number one in the baseball tournament.
I like that.
And Michigan took them out.
Nice. It's true. Sorry. Yeah. Nice. By the way, bottom of the fourth.
No runs.
Two outs, runners on first and second. Michigan is up to bat. Who's up to bat?
Jack Blomgren. He bats seventh. He's hitting .315 with 3 bomb skis and 47 RBIs.
Okay. I picked Oregon State for the Pac-12. They suck. I picked Louisville for the ACC. They suck. That's just the only things I can say about that.
Yeah, that's valid.
Just bad teams.
I'm going to go with North Carolina in the ACC.
Why, Nardi, are you going with North Carolina?
Because they don't got a quarterback anymore.
And?
Because they went 1-7.
And?
Oh, and they're a basketball school. Yeah.
And they just hired Mac Brown as their coach.
Yeah, bad move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad move.
Okay, Joby, finish this off, then we're going to take a break, and then we'll do the rest.
Wake Forest.
They're
historically bad
at football. That's easy. Okay. I like that. Good top fives. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. Worst fives. All right, we're back. We got live weigh-in for the weight loss challenge. Joby's going to go first. Joby, come on. All right, Joby's walking out, about to step on the scale. Here he goes.
Oh.
What's the magic number?
Take a hot guess.
I don't know how much you weigh.
Dude, just take a hot guess.
Just tell me the number.
Take a hot guess. You gotta take a hot guess.
180.
Wow. Good God.
211.
211.
All right, Joby, Steak Diet McCarty, weighing in at 211 pounds. Nardi's coming up next. I don't, Nardi.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta get a picture of this.
Nardi, go. Go. Joby, we have a picture.
It's backwards.
All right, Nardi's coming out now.
I'm coming.
All right, Nardi approaching the scale.
Oh,
he triggers the sensor. He steps. What's the number?
What? 211.5.
211.5.
We're both the same weight.
Same exact all weight. Right,
so we've got...
Did not plan that.
We've got...
That's incredible.
We've got the best competition in the history of the world. Two 211-pound men.
0.5. Don't forget the 0.5.
Fighting to the death for the weight loss challenge. All right. Post-game interviews. Joby, give your speech.
I'm kind of upset right now. I was hoping to weigh about 3-4 more pounds so I could get them down easier. I really should have taken advantage of the last meal I ate because it was Mexican, and I really should have just went all out, you know. Got a couple cakes, got a couple steaks, gained more weight. A little upset with my last supper I had.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So what weight loss strategies are you going to implement to win this challenge?
Every morning, 5:30 a.m., I'm going to have a trash bag on. I'll be running stadiums before I have to work out the high school kids.
Okay.
Probably not happening, but it might.
Wait, so just for clarification, explain what you mean by work out the high school kids.
That'd be a good explanation. Yeah. I coach football. We have workouts at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Then I go to work.
Because that sounded bad from the outside. Yeah,
but, you know, we're a family-friendly podcast.
Okay, so how much do you expect yourself to weigh come July 25th?
I'm going to go with 186.9.
Nice. Okay, all right. Nardi, post-game interview.
Nardi is returning from the scheduled bathroom break he has.
All right, Nardi, take a seat.
I held in my pee on that one just so I had to weigh a little bit extra.
How do you feel seeing your current weight?
Can I just throw in that Nardi's wearing a shirt that says, Queso is life.
Okay.
It is. All right. I had most for dinner, too.
Oh, that's incredible.
All right, Nardi, how do you feel about your current weight?
I think it's awesome that we're both 211.5.
Okay, your weight. How do you?
I still think it's awesome, but my weight, I mean, I'm fine with that. I think that's easy to knock down.
Okay. All right. What?
Knock down.
Taking the pounds down.
Tug.
All right. This is Nardi's interview. So what weight loss strategies are you going to implement to win this challenge?
I'm just not going to eat.
You're not going to eat?
Nah. Well, I mean, I'll eat like low carbs and I'm going to just run, you know, exercise a good bit, just get healthy, you know.
Okay. So
I'm going to get tropical.
So Joby had a real plan. So how do you expect to beat Joby if you just said you're not going to eat, but he has a workout strategy?
I'm not worried about it. He can do what he does. Whatever works for him, works for him. Whatever works for me, works for me. I'm fine. Okay. I'm going to be good.
Okay.
Just know that I'm going to weigh less than him at the end
okay,
of this.
Okay, all right. What do you
expect? You know it's going to suck?
What?
I bet you when we end this, we're both going to be 212.
Okay.
We're gonna take this serious, and we're going to gain weight.
Hold on.
Because then we're going to weigh the exact same. All
right. So.
Nobody wins.
Nardi, what do you expect yourself to weigh at the end of this challenge, realistically?
Probably like 185.
That's 1 pound short of 186.
So
we're gonna weigh the same. It's inevitable.
So Joby,
it's gonna happen.
So Joby said that he was gonna weigh 186.9.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. I see what he did there.
Not on purpose. Not on purpose at all.
So basically, you think you're gonna win?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have to.
From personal analysis,
okay,
Joby has a real plan to lose weight. It involves actual movement, one bite, two moves. Nardi says he's not going to eat.
Well, I work outside, so I mow grass, so I'm going to be sweating a lot. All right. So
another fact, I texted Joby today asking him what weight loss strategies he was going to implement, and his only statement was, "I work outside." So,
that's kind of weird. So, I work outside too.
So now we know that they both work outside. Ashley, who do you think is going to win?
Nardi. Wow.
Yeah. That's my girl.
I don't understand.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, Rose, who do you think is going to win?
Obviously, Joby. Like, come on.
Joby.
Obviously. Okay. I mean, nobody has the advantage right now. We're both 211.5.
Fun fact, Rose makes me fat. She feeds me all the time.
He eats my leftovers.
That's true. I ate her leftovers tonight.
Fun fact here. Ashley makes me skinny. Because we eat out so much that when I'm alone, I don't have money to eat anymore. So that's why I'm so skinny. That's why I'm not partaking in this challenge.
Dude, I eat a lot of food. I'm probably going to have to cut my calories in half.
Down.
No, you don't.
Down.
You don't have to cut your calories in half. You have to double your moves. One bite, two moves.
Double down your moves.
What about two bites, one move?
That's what I might do as well. I don't know.
Okay. I've got to take... I don't know. So, in the event that you guys both gain weight during this, is the winner just who gains less?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
that's gosh, I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
Technically, you lost more weight by not gaining as much weight.
So yeah. What does your guys' daily schedule look like?
I'm up at 4:30 a.m. every day.
Okay.
5 a.m. somewhere. God, Rose, like, is fact-checking me so hard this whole time.
Okay.
Like, 4:30, she's giving me this look like freaking
So 4:30, you get up and you do what? You probably eat breakfast?
Nope, I don't eat anything.
I don't eat
breakfast either.
Let's go.
All right.
Losing weight. We're losing weight.
Intermittent fasting.
Yes.
So you get up at 4:30 and do what?
Go to work.
Go to work. What do you do at work?
Work outside. Cut grass. Throw some pine scroll.
You work at a golf course?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Nardi, what is your day? Okay, after work. I forgot. This is important. What do you do after work?
Ooh, school.
School. Okay.
Starting school back in 5 days. Bad financial decision. Good long-term decision.
Okay, what is your latest meal of the day?
Well, see, with my new plan, I'm not going to eat till 11, and I'm going to stop eating at 6. Called intermittent fasting, optimal.
You're gonna be pissed off all the time. You're not gonna be healthy. I think that's bad for you.
No, it's
really good for you. Yeah,
you're gonna be cranky.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, no. So
it's
typically
be a bad month for everyone around me.
Forget the weight loss,
especially you guys.
So, do you eat like right before you go to bed?
No,
you can't.
Well, I do, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Yeah, so I do every night, and I don't ever gain weight from
usually
it.
Usually pop a couple cookies.
So what does your daily schedule look like?
I usually wake up about 7:15, go to work, get there by 8, and then...
What time do you go to bed, though?
I go to bed about midnight.
9:30 on the dot.
I go to bed about midnight. I get a good 7 hours of sleep.
10 o'clock.
Okay, so what, you go... Where do you work?
I work at Faith Community Fellowship.
Okay.
It's a church.
Okay. So, how do you work outside if you work in a church?
I cut grass.
Okay. Every day?
He works a little bit inside.
Okay. I work a little bit inside, but...
So, you basically have an office job?
No.
No.
Calling it an office job.
Okay, we'll call it an office job.
Not close to
okay,
one.
Okay, what does your meal schedule look like?
I only eat from 12 to 8 o'clock.
From 12 to 8.
Which is an 8-hour... fasting period, and so I'll eat from 12 to 8, which is 8 hours.
Yeah,
and I'll be 16 hours off.
16 hours off.
Yep,
I'm 17 hours off. Let's go.
What are your?
No, it's seven.
So
no, it's
so
eight.
In terms of
seven.
In terms of what you guys are going to be drinking,
water.
Water.
That's straight it? Water.
Yeah,
that's
unfortunately,
it.
Just water.
Couldn't do it.
You big soda guy, aren't you?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh,
not anymore.
Yeah, you did say that on the pod.
Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, so, and I pee a lot.
Hey, that means you're hydrated.
What are you drinking?
Right now?
No free ads.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm drinking right now. Obscure fruit juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear, because no free ads.
No
right?
free
no free ads.
Jared Wilkes is not here today.
He gave out all the free ads.
Okay,
yeah.
So based on the information I've gathered, this one's tough. So when's your last meal of the day, Nardi?
8 o'clock at night.
8 o'clock at night. What's that meal? So you're gonna eat at 8, go to bed at midnight?
No, I'm done eating at 8 o'clock. So if it's 8 o'clock, I'm not eating.
Listen,
so anything before 8.
I'm going to the store tonight, get some chicken, I'm grilling it, putting it in a salad, real
okay.
chicken salad. Not
All
gonna
right.
happen.
So Joby, you're gonna conclude your eating at 6.
Yep.
And you're gonna go to bed at 9:30. And wake up at 4:30?
We'll say 5.
5. Okay, 5:30 to be safe. So
no, it's 5. At
so,
latest.
But you're not going to eat until 11. So that's, let's see, 3. That's 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of no eat.
So it's 16 and 8, yeah.
16 and 8. I gotta take... But y'all are both, see, y'all aren't changing y'all's schedule at all.
But I work, I work in the heat. He works in the morning when it's still dark out.
No. I work all day.
You're not changing your sleep schedule is the thing. If you change your sleep schedule, it can affect it.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to bed at 8.
And wake up when? 4. This one's tough.
It's, well, considering what time it is, it's 7:50.
I'm going to take,
Just know whoever you take, the other person's going harder than that person.
I'm running it.
Okay,
trash
okay,
bag.
Okay. Who is going to win? Who's going to win the football game between Kentucky and Tennessee this year?
Kentucky.
I was going to say Tennessee.
All right, I picked Joby then. Kentucky sucks.
Kentucky lost all their seniors.
Kentucky's still good.
Nah. They lost every good player they had.
Not Terry Wilson.
I thought he left.
No. They're going to be good.
What a name, right. Terry Wilson. I love
so
that.
So if I was a betting man simply based off of Joby's answer about a football game, I'm picking Joby by – I'm going to put Joby's a minus 1.5 favorite here.
Okay.
Minus 1.5 pound more.
Less?
Yeah, you're going to lose 1.5 or more pounds more.
Okay.
Mainly because you put on like 5 or 6 in the past 24 hours.
It was 4.5.
Because you're not typically carrying around 211, are you?
No. No. 205.
205? What are you typically carrying around?
205.
Heck going.
This is nuts.
It's about the same.
I'm not picking anybody.
In my prime, I was around like,
you know,
185
what?
On the good days.
I'm not going to be I'm not going to be the tiebreaker. Put it on Instagram. As for a vote.
All right.
Put it on Instagram
We already did it. We already got it on Instagram.
Who said
what
more?
Was the vote? Last time I saw it was 50-50.
Oh, let me, I got you.
I didn't see that on Instagram. Okay.
I got you.
I'm sure Joby's winning. People like Joby better than me.
That's not true. That's not true.
Should I go the
I gave myself a vote.
Somebody.
off the student section. Oh, gosh.
You voted on
He voted
the
for himself, yes.
You voted.
That's why he's going to have more votes. That's what I'm saying.
You voted for a student section poll with the student section account.
Yep.
That's so stupid. That's cheating.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I'm voting already on Instagram.
That's fine. Vote's already over. 59-41.
That's what I said.
Who had 59?
Joby.
Because you got 4 votes.
Oh, listen. Nicole Mabry threw in. Yeah, Rose had her. It's really pretty much even.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much even, really. But Nicole Mabry threw in the 10th vote for me. Good time.
That's a good girl.
Yeah.
I miss that girl.
I haven't seen her in a while.
It's been years. Okay.
Back to sports.
All right. Sports. Headlines that don't matter. We're going to go to Bleacher Report for this one.
It's an easy place to find your sports that don't matter.
So we didn't prepare very well for the sports headlines that don't matter, but all you got to do... Yep, here it is. Why Trout didn't want to team up with Bryce.
Yeah, it doesn't matter now.
Doesn't matter, because they're not on
the
team.
The season's almost halfway over.
Mike, this is coming from BleacherReport.com, by the way. Mike Trout is built for Anaheim, but he's still Philly's guy.
What? That makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Let me read through it a little bit.
Can we do a Bleacher Report ban after we get done talking about this?
Yeah, easily.
Until
let
the
me
next
finish.
Time we
let
have
me
to talk about bad sports headlines.
It does. It, I can't read it. I can't do it. I can't read anything. All right. Oh, by the way, Auburn sports ban has been lifted.
Awesome.
Yeah, we can talk.
Love that.
We can talk about Auburn now. But on the note of banning things, Bleacher Report
banned.
5-episode ban.
Wow. That's heavy.
Yeah. We'll be back with Bleacher Report freshly in episode 15.
Okay.
So we're going to have to get our sports headlines from a different source. But yeah, Mike Trout and Bryce Harper not teaming up doesn't matter.
No chance.
It would matter if there was actual talks of that. But I've never heard that until that.
I didn't know that there was an option for them to team up.
They're both locked into like crazy long 400 something million dollar contracts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're never playing together. It wasn't even, it was never a thought.
No chance.
No.
I think with that note, we're coming to the end of our podcast. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
That's pretty much it. Student Section Sports, Twitter, SSSports_, Instagram, student_section_, Weight Loss Challenge, Romper Takeover 2K19, Golf Tournament.
Sign up for the golf tournament.
Yeah, sign up for it. DM us. We already have... Okay, headliners for the golf tournament. best top three going in. Give us a prediction. You have the list of people.
Oh, that's tough. So we got a kid named Connor Leslie. He's from Springville. He is an avid golfer. Shoots in the 70s quite often. Mm-hmm. He's good. Mm-hmm. He's very good. I'm trying to think of this. I don't want to be too biased. Let's go coming in at number two. We'll give Zane Gray the number two spot.
Okay, I like that.
He's a pretty level-headed guy. He has a good shot, I'm sure.
He's more into dentistry than golf now, which is gonna take a big hit on his game.
I think so.
Yeah,
he's
a big tooth guy. Big, huge into teeth.
Not a big swing guy anymore.
No.
Maybe he is, I don't know. Last one, Captain Doug Will Ormond.
You think he's the third best?
Yeah.
That speaks to the competition. He's
pretty good, actually. I played with him recently. He's got a good swing.
What about Jay Long? I thought he was...
Jay Long is... He's an athlete. Jay Long's, like, pretty good at everything he does. Jay Long's good. I've never seen him play golf. We got a few guys. Kartigner, he's in the mix. We don't know.
I don't know, but he seems like the kind of guy that says he's good.
But, dude, he's 6'5".
I lived with him for a year. He's 6'2".
Okay, he's 6'3". He's 6'3".
6'5 on a good day.
Ashley, how tall is Carr? 6'2"?
No response.
All right, we're seriously going to have to renegotiate her contract.
We'll give Hunter, the Fortnite man, a shout-out on golf. I feel like he can swing it.
Yeah.
He looks like he'd be good at golf.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. He's not good. All right, so that's it. DM us on those two forms of social media. Sign up for the golf tournament. Starts in 3 weeks. That's it. Thanks for listening. See you next time.